Hello?
Hey, good morning, Raj.
Hi, good morning, Joe. How are you?
Hey, good. And you?
Good, thanks.
Okay, Caring asked, ping me yesterday.
No, I just wanted to know whether you got any update on Synaptics because it's a large position for us.
Okay, yes, I do, Raj. As of last week, I don't have any number from last week because my friend accidentally deleted the internal file. But they did see about $4 million of cancellation on notebook.
Okay.
Okay. But on the cell phone side, they're actually in shortage.
Okay.
My sense is they're not going to miss Q4 nor Q1. So,
okay.
As of November 22nd, mm-hmm. where I get the number, it was 153. So even if if you minus 4 million from that, it's
148.
Streets at 145, 135-ish.
Okay.
I know it's hard to believe in this environment that anybody is not cutting number.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
But I'm still comfortable with their
position. Okay. Great. I'm running into a thing, so I'll catch up with you later. Okay. Bye.
Thank you, Raj.
Bye. Thanks, bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.